Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and with me once again is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. So the Rural Minnesota Journal is about to be unveiled.
Right. The 2011 issue of the journal is hot off the press. And so it's available for request. We'll be sending it out to our members, and it'll be going on our website.
That would be at ruralmn.org.
Right.
All right. So tell us what we'll find in the journal.
Well, this particular issue, we wanted to kind of take a look towards the future. So we thought, what better way to do that than to talk to young people in rural Minnesota and find out what they're thinking about the future of the state and where they want it to go, where they think it will go, where they want to go with it. And we got some interesting pieces. Some are some research, some reflective. And we thought it all came out to some pretty interesting information.
So is there a trend that you're getting from sort of the opinions of young people? Do you see, you know, some trends there?
Yeah. One of the big trends was the role of technology in the future, and how the internet and social media and everything with the web is basically changing everything. And the young adults really see this as an integrated part of how things are going to work, and they already know how things will change and function differently in the future.
So they look at it as a critical piece of the infrastructure of our society.
They see it as a done deal.
Yeah, okay.
That this is the way things are going to be.
But that isn't necessarily connected to reality in some parts of Minnesota still. I mean,
there's still an issue with internet and connections and connection speeds and everything. But, every day, every year, it improves.
Yep.
And since they have this attitude that this is just the way things are going to be, I think that it's far more likely that it will become a reality than
right.
It
tells us there's going to be demand. So
right, exactly. Know. They're not looking at it as an option. Right. They're looking at it as this is just the way it's going to be.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Any other kind of interesting nuggets that come out of that the journal?
Yeah, the idea that the brain drain maybe isn't all that the press has made it out to be. We have our lead article is by Ben Winchester, who's with the U of M Extension. And he wrote quite an extensive article about how when you look at the demographics and census data, and he looked in West Central Minnesota in particular, you find that people, yes, do leave to go to college. They
young
leave
people.
After high school, yeah. But then when they hit their 30s and 40s and have kids of their own, they start to come back. Not in the numbers that they left, but they do have a tendency to come back. And so there's a whole science around that he looks into.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Rural Minnesota Journal, it's hot off the presses, as Marnie said, and available online at ruralmn.org. You've been listening to Rural Minnesota Radio, and we'll catch you next week.